Moses Wenga is the Refugee Welfare Council 3 BDBD of Zone 3. Refugee settlement is nearly losing count of cases of defilement, something that has stopped making news here.
Statistically, in Zone 3, like the last 5 months, we have registered 400 girls under the age of 17 below who are defiled. A man of 25 defiling a girl of 14 years.
That 14-year-old girl is Charity's daughter. When the mother of four, Charity Akujo, received the news of her defiled daughter, she was so worried. Surprisingly, her worry was not because her underage daughter had been lured into having sex with a man nearly the age of her father. But she only worried and wanted such sexual intercourse would never result into pregnancy.
At first, I felt like going back to South Sudan because really it's not secure here. If I'm here for refuge and my daughter is being defiled, what is the essence of me being here? Is it really being secure? I was scared. I thought she conceived. Now I was asking myself, this guy ran away. I even don't know him. If my daughter is pregnant, what will I do? Thank God she didn't conceive. But what we are doing right now is now we are really stopping our daughters from even going to collect firewood and even going to the market late in the evening.
Cases of men defiling girls such as Akujo's 14-year-old daughter are so common here in Zone 3 of Bidibidi that they stopped mattering. The other two zones of the camp are not any different. In fact, many of such cases go unreported. Just like in all the other subdivisions of Bidibidi, many refugees in Zone 3 claim they have nowhere to turn to for help. For authorities in Zone 3, having recording at least 400 cases within 5 months paints a clear picture of the magnitude of the problem in the refugee camps. Unfortunately, authorities say they can only take a slow and painful approach to averting the cancerous problem, which is destroying refugee camps in the north of Uganda, according to Josephine Anguchia, who is the police spokesperson of this refugee hosting region.
The cases have been common at the refugee camps, basically because of the conditions under which the refugees stay. However, the implementing partners together with the police have been trying to do their level best to sensitize those refugee communities so as to end the vice. But then it is a gradual process because the implementing partners are fewer compared to the number of refugees. It needs a continuous effort in sensitizing the refugee communities, change their mindsets to come and realize that defilement is bad.
According to Uganda Penal Code Act of 2007, any person who attempts to perform a sexual act with another person who is below the age of 18 years commits an offense and is on conviction liable to life imprisonment.